Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Time for Corlin and McKinney Politics. Got a good show for you this week. In the first segment, we're going to talk about the debate, which I did not watch. I have no interest in the debates this year. I know who the candidate's going to be, and if it's not the candidate who I hope it is, I probably will not vote. Secondly, we're going to talk about, or Jimmy, I should say, is going to talk about the impeachment proceedings that started on Thursday. Then we're going to talk about the border situation, which is just getting worse and worse and worse for those of us who really want to have secure borders, which we do not have. And then we're going to sum up and talk about Biden and give you our opinions on what's going to happen in 2024. Jimmy, you want to start out talking about the debate?
Yeah, so another useless kabuki theater on Wednesday night with the Fox Business News hosted debate for the Republican candidates for president. I should say the Republican candidates for runner-up for president. You had seven people on stage trying to break out and show that they're going to make some ground against Donald Trump. Donald Trump has about, on average, probably around a 40% lead in the Republican primary. Basically, going to be very hard, in fact, almost impossible to catch him. Even if he goes to prison, even if the Democrats somehow try to throw the book at him and get him there, people are just not going to give up. In fact, that'll probably even raise his profile even higher, and you'll see a pushback against it. But a lot of people did not watch it either, Al. They joined you. From the first debate, the first Republican debate a month ago, the numbers were down about 27%, so from about 12 million down to around 9 million people watching it.
Yeah, you mentioned that earlier.
Yeah, so not much excitement going on with it because, again, you're just seeing, you know, the people that are watching it are either maybe potentially looking for a vice presidential candidate, maybe looking for an alternative because they really don't like Trump. A lot of people are watching it just out of the theater and the interest to see what was going to happen. But I think most of the people that are watching it are really probably not going to really change their opinions or minds. And after watching the incredible, you know, and I didn't watch all of it from start to finish. I've watched different segments of it. But after watching kind of the visceral attacks upon each other and the lack of control by the Fox Business crew, well, actually Dana Perino, Stuart Varney, and then the Univision reporter, who is definitely a progressive liberal, makes no sense why they were trying to appease that segment of the population for a Republican debate. But it just got very ugly, disturbing, and I don't think anybody broke out in spite of some of the media's push that either Nikki Haley or Ron DeSantis, you know, jumped up in front.
Jimmy, I got a question for you. I'm seeing what I think is a new guy throwing his hat into the ring. I forgot where he is from. I believe it's either Montana or North Dakota.
Bergstrom, North Dakota.
Yeah. What do you think about him, Jim? Why is he even there?
Well, okay, so he's putting his name in the ring probably because he's able to self-fund. He made a fortune in business. As governor of North Dakota, he's got a good reputation. And interestingly enough, he didn't get a lot of attention in the past, but this particular debate, there was a little more attention, and he did a fairly decent job to the point where he's one of the three debaters that Donald Trump actually called out as doing a decent job. So that actually puts him into a little bit higher ground with probably the vast majority of Republican voters, again, the ones that support America First and Trump retaking it. So Bergstrom, interesting character, high probability because of his business experience that he'll end up in a Trump administration if Trump gets reelected and makes it through the primaries into the election.
Well, I got a question for you, a bit of a personal question, Jimmy. Do you think you're going to end up in the Trump administration, given all the activity you have played in the last two elections?
Hey, I have no idea. I
hope you do, Jim.
I would love to participate in the security assistance and kind of, you know, do my best to cut back on the wasteful, stupid spending in the Department of Defense in order to make us more safe, make us more secure, and actually build better relationships rather than just throw money at problems. But I'm not pushing for anything at this point. I'm actually just trying to inform people as best I can. So,
well, you are doing the best you can, Jimmy. And the best, quite frankly, I believe is very effective. I don't think anybody is talking about Trump really on the airwaves as much as we are, and we do have a pretty good audience. So, you know, I hope we're doing some good is all I can say. I really find this particular election from the Republican side to be very, very, I would have to say, non-essential, I think, is the word. I think regardless of what people think about Trump, I think he is going to be definitely the candidate if he is able to representing the Republican Party. I mean, his lead is substantial within that party, Jim.
Yeah, so a lot of people have, you know, look, they're angry because they believe he was cheated in 2020. And they're angry with what's happening in America right now.
Right.
And those are, you know, there's more people that are jumping on board that train than have ever done in the past. Vivek Ramaswamy, as a South Asian, an Indian, and a very successful businessman and a millennial, brings a whole new dynamic to the kind of, you know, button-up conservative Republican Party,
right.
And he's bringing people in. I think that's an important change. You're seeing Tim Scott bringing in kind of a logical and a nice, very effective conversation for the black community to question, especially here in South Carolina, to question what the Democrats have done for them in the past. And you're seeing Hispanics that are beginning to step up and say, hey, what the heck is going on? I don't support the crazy ideology pushes that the Democrats and the left are pushing. Now, a lot of that is controlled by the media. The media is attempting to like hype people like Ron DeSantis. Liz Peek, for instance, wrote a piece in Fox News, immediately an opinion piece saying, oh, he won and all the rest of you should drop out.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. These people are all fighting for some level of power.
Right.
They're not going to gain any big ground on Trump right now. This didn't move the needle at all for most of them. And in spite of the money that's being thrown at those candidates, a lot of those big donors that are actually do not like Trump because they don't like America First. They don't like America First because they don't want to stop globalization. So there's big Republican conservative businesses out there that are pushing for agendas right now that are trying to undermine an America First agenda so they can actually continue with their entire movement to actually take more control and buy out the leadership in Washington, D.C.,
right.
Including people like Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy, Paul Ryan, the power players behind the scenes of the big Republican Party. And Americans, frankly, appear to be fed up with it.
Jimmy, we're going to take a break here. Not right now, but shortly, very shortly, about a minute and 20 seconds. I'm sure you've got a clock that you're actually looking at. Also, give me an opinion once more about the fellow from North Dakota.
Yeah, I think Doug Burgum's probably going to end up in an administration. I don't think he's certainly not going to win the nomination. He's not well known enough. And I don't think anybody else there. I don't think Haley's going to make it. And certainly DeSantis is not making any ground. So in spite of the push by the media, what's probably put in play now is the only thing that's going to stop Trump would be putting him in a prison. And I don't think that would stop him at all either.
Well, he is an interesting guy. There's no question about that. Got to take a real quick break right now for a commercial, you guys.